हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। भाष्यम फॉर दी 29th मंत्र। दिस इज दी कंक्लूडिंग मंत्र ऑफ दी फर्स्ट चैप्टर, दी फर्स्ट सेक्शन ऑफ दी फर्स्ट चैप्टर। So 29th mantra, and here we're going to see how Nachiketaha was firm in his request for self-knowledge as the third boon. So we see Ataha Vihaya Anityaihi Kamaihi प्रलोभनम यन मया प्रार्थितम। सो इन प्रीवियस मंत्रास 28 एंड 27 इन दोज मंत्रास नचिकेता एक्सप्रेस्ड हिज अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द लिमिटेशंस ऑफ एवरीथिंग दरबाई ही आल्सो रिवील्ड हिज मैच्योरिटी रिवील्ड हिज डिस्पैशन टुवर्ड्स अदर एंड्स। By way of revealing his dispassion towards other things, he proved himself being qualified for the teaching. Therefore, Shankaracharya introduces the 29th mantra saying, Ataha, therefore, due to that reason, that Nachiketaha, whatever he said as the reason for his asking for the self-knowledge, अनित्यैः कामैः प्रलोभनम् विहाय गिविंग अप द टेम्प्टेशन विद टाइम बाउंड प्लेजर्स प्लीज डू गिव मी दैट विच वाज रिक्वेस्टेड बाय मी यन् मया प्रार्थितम् यत् मया प्रार्थितम् तत् दधातु। O Lord Yama, bless me with the self-knowledge which was requested by me, instead of tempting me with time-bound pleasures. Okay. Now the mantra 29 will read, Yasminidam vichikitsanti mrityo yat samparaye mahati bruhinastat yoyam varo gudhamanu pravishto Nanyam tasman nachiketa vrunite. This mantra we have already read in the previous class. So, hey mrityo, yasmin mahati samparaye, yasmin mahati samparaye, idam vichikitsanti, tad naha bruhi. So he says, Tat naha bruhi. We see the last sentence, bruhi nastat. Naha tat bruhi. May you teach us that. Teach me that. Teach us that. Or teach me that. What is that? That yasmin vichikitsanti. Idam. Idam vichikitsanti. People generally, in every period of time, people always entertain doubts. Vichikitsanti means doubt. This people doubt this means what? Mahati Samparaye. See, Mahan Samparayaha is the word. Mahan Samparayaha means the great, great life. Great life. Mahan Samparayaha. Why Mahan Samparayaha, great life? Because life is great because it is beginningless and endless. Nothing which is as great as life because life is beginningless and endless. But in this beginningless, endless life, there's something called birth, there's something called death. Not one birth, one death, many births and many deaths of many beings continuously happen. Therefore, it is Mahan Samparayaha. So, people always have doubts regarding this, towards this great, beginningless, endless life involving countless number of births and deaths. So, what is that life which is beginningless and endless? We only know the physical body which has a beginning with the birth, which has an end with the death. But what is that life which is beginningless, endless, in which many births and deaths happen? So, towards that, regarding that life, people always have doubts. People doubt. Therefore, he says, E Mrityo, Yaha Ayam Varaha, Gudham Anupravishtaha. So that boon regarding the self-knowledge, regarding the knowledge of the self, which remains ever hidden, as though entered into the every being. This is what I want as a third boon. Anyam tasmat achiketaha na vranite. Therefore, achiketaha definitely does not choose to ask for any other boon. This made very clear, this 29th mantra. Okay. So, he mrityo, yasmin mahati samparaye, idam vichikitsanti, naha tad bruhi. Tad bruhi means what? May you bless me with doubt-free knowledge of the self. Yaha ayam varaha. This boon pertaining to the knowledge of the self, which is hidden, the self which is hidden as one's own self, the self which is the truth, which is as though which has entered. Tasmat, therefore, anyam varam nachiketaha navranite. Okay, now we'll see the Bhashyam quickly. Yasmin prete, that ekaraha is dot because of the sandhi rule. Okay, I'm reading the Bhashyam now. Yasmin prete idam vichikitsitam, idi vichikitsanam. See, the preta means, literally means dead or gone. So, yasmin prete is a Sati Saptami expression. When a person dies, yasmin prete, when a person dies, idam vichikitsanam, this doubting, see, vichikitsa, doubt, vichikitsanam, doubting, it's a gerund. Vichikitsanam, this doubting, means this doubt is there. So, vichikitsanti, vichikitsanti means vichikitsanam asti, means this doubt is there, this doubting is there on the part of people when a person dies. Yasmin prete, कि अ पर्सन डाइस इदम विचिकित्सनम अस्ति सो विचिकित्सन्ति दिस डाउट इज देयर ऑन द पार्ट ऑफ द पीपल व्हेन पीपल डू डाउट व्हाट इज द डाउट नास्ति इति एवं प्रकारम न अस्ति अस्ति नास्ति सो अस्ति नास्ति इति एवं प्रकारम विचिकित्सनम दैट इज डाउटिंग ऑन द पार्ट ऑफ पीपल इन दिस मैनर वेदर द पर्सन सर्वाइव्स डेथ और नॉट अस्ति नास्ति whether he exists surviving death or not asti or he does not exist asti nasti iti evam prakaram vichikitsanti people doubt in this manner means there is doubting on the part of the people idam vichikitsanam means what there is doubting on the part of people Vichikitsanti, people doubt. Asti nasti iti. Evam prakaram. There's doubting in this manner whether the person survives death or not. He continues to exist surviving death or does not exist after the death. This doubt is there. Only when the person dies. Yes, minna prete. Therefore, he mrityo, O Lord Yama, Lord Death, samparaye. Samparaya means paraloka vishaye. So, samparaya is a paraloka vishaya. So, paraloka vishaya means what? See, ihaloka vishayaha means life in this world. Paraloka vishayaha means life after death. Life while living within in this body is called ihaloka vishayaha. But life after death is called paraloka vishayaha. So, samparaye means paraloka vishaye. Paraloka vishaye means what? Life after death. And this life after death is something mahati, mahan. Therefore, paraloka vishaye mahati. Mahat prayojana nimitte. Mahat prayojana nimitte. Mahat prayojana nimitta means which serves this life after death. So mahati means here it's a means of great benefit. Great mahat prayojana nimitte. So knowing about the life after death is for accomplishing the great benefit. So, mahati samparaye, mahati paraloka vishaye. Why this paraloka vishaya is mahan paraloka vishaya? I already said life is great because it is beginningless and endless. But here, even the life after death, which I wanted to know whether this person survives death or not. This also mahan. Why? Because this becomes understanding the life after death becomes the means of accomplishing the great benefit. Great benefit. Mahati paraloka vishaye. Mahat prayojana nimitte. So knowing the life after death becomes the means of accomplishing the great benefit in terms of that moksha. Therefore, it says, Atmanaha Nirnaya Jnanam. Atmanaha Nirnaya Jnanam. Definite knowledge of the self. Nirnaya Jnana means definite, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the self. Yet, tad bruhi. Bruhi means kathaya. Please do tell us. Tell us means please do tell me. What? Asmabhyam. Naha is equal to asmabhyam. Asmabhyam is a plural expression. Mahyam kathaya. Instead of saying mahyam kathaya, he is asmabhyam kathaya. Naha kathaya. Naha bruhi. O Lord Yama, please do tell us definitely about the life after death. And this life, knowing life after death serves as a means of accomplishing the great benefit. Therefore, Atmanaha Nirnaya Jnanam Yat Tad Bruhi. Therefore, please do tell us that which is the definite, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the self. Okay, now you know, understood. Kim Bahuna. Kim Bahuna. Yaha ayam prakrutaha atma vishayaha varaha. So kim bahuna means, kim bahuna means what is there to say more? What is there to say more? Finished. I have said, made very clear. Yaha, that ayam prakrutaha atma vishayaha varaha. Atma vishayaha varaha means this third bone pertaining to the knowledge of the self. Okay, which is the third bone which is under discussion. Prakritaha varaha means the third bone which is under discussion, which is under discussion or which is being discussed is what? Pertaining to the self, knowledge of the self. Therefore, gudham. And this knowledge of the self is what? Atma is gudaha. Atma is hidden in the cave of mind. Atma is gudaha. Therefore, the knowledge of this atma, hidden atma, as though hidden atma, is also what? Gudham. So gudham means hidden, as though hidden. It means gahanam. Gahanam means very deep. Therefore, it is inaccessible. So durvivechanam. Gudham means gahanam. Gahanam means deep. Gudham, hidden. It means durvivechanam. Durvivechanam means what? It is not easily accessible. So inaccessible. Therefore, durvivechanam praptaha. So anupravishtaha. Anupravishtaha. So the gudam, gudam, gahanam, durvyechanam, anupravishtaha. Adhurivechanam praptaha. So this self-knowledge, which is being discussed as a third boon, is not easily accessible. It is a quite deep knowledge, because it is a knowledge of the self which has as though entered. Therefore he says, tasmat, tasmat varat anyam avivekibhihi prarthaniyam. So only by indiscriminate people, any boon other than self-knowledge should be asked for. Any boon, anything other than self-knowledge should be asked, requested for, only by indiscriminate people. Avivekibhihi prarthaniyam. Tasmat varat anyam avivekibhihi prarthaniyam. So other than that boon, in terms of self-knowledge, any other boon, which should be prayed for, requested for, only by indiscriminate people. Anitya Vishayam Varam, the boon pertaining to the time-bound things, Nachiketaha na vrunide. Nachiketaha does not choose as a third boon, which should be any, does not choose any other boon, which should be chosen only by indiscriminate people, and which is pertaining to time-bound things. Nachiketaha na vrunite. Manasa api. Iti shutehe vachanam iti. Manasa api iti. Shutehe vachanam. So Nachiketaha does not even think of any time-bound end other than the self-knowledge. So does not choose thoughtfully. He does not choose at all any bone other than self-knowledge. Any bone other than self-knowledge which should be prayed for only by indiscriminate people, which is pertaining to time-bound things, Nachiketaha does not choose at all. He does not even think mentally. Manasa api. Kishutehe vachanam. This is what Upanishad says. Thus says Shankara. Okay. So, avivekibhihi prarthaniyam, who says the time-bound ends, anything other than self-knowledge, is a time-bound end. And only indiscriminate people should choose such things as third boon. Because everything is time-bound. Other than self-knowledge, anything chosen as third boon is time-bound. Therefore, Nachiketaha Navranite, Nachiketaha does not choose anything else other than self-knowledge. Tasmat varat anyam. Avivekibhihi prarthaniyam. Anitya Vishayam Varam Nachiketaha Navranite. So, Nachiketaha does not choose a boon pertaining to time-bound things, which should be asked only by indiscriminate people, immature people, other than self-knowledge. Okay. Iti, now finished. Iti, Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Padasishya Srimad Acharya Shankar Bhagavataha Kritau Kathopanishad Bhashye Prathamadhyaye Prathamavalli Bhashyam Samaptam. So here we understand Prathamavalli Bhasham Samaptam. So the commentary on the mantras of the first section in the first chapter, Prathama Adhyaye, Prathamavalli Bhasham Samaptam, means what? Bhasham, commentary on the mantras of the first section in the first chapter is over, completed. Okay. And where? First chapter where? In the Kathopanishad. First chapter of the Kathopanishad. So, Kathopanishad Bhashye Prathamadhyaye Prathamavalli Bhasham Samaptam. And this Kathopanishad Bhasham, whose work it is? Shankara Bhagavataha Kritau. So, in the work of Sri Shankara Bhagavatpada, in the work of Sri Shankara Bhagavatpada, Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavan, Shankaracharya, in the commentary on Kathopanishad, in the first chapter, the commentary on the first section is completed. And who is Shankara Bhagavatpada? Shankara Bhagavan, Shankara Bhagavataha, you say, Srimad Acharya Sri Shankara Bhagavataha Kritau. In the work of Sri Shankara, Shankaracharya, again the great, you know, Advaita Acharya. The all adjectives describe Shankaracharya. Srimad Acharya Sri Shankara Bhagavataha Kritau. In the work of Shankaracharya, that's the meaning. And who is Shankaracharya? Sishyaha, disciple. Whose disciple? Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Pada Sishyaha. Shankaracharya, disciple of Sri Govinda Bhagavat Padaha. Bhagavat Pujya Padaha means what? The great revered teacher. Another great teacher, Govinda, Govinda Bhagavat Pada. And who is Govinda? Here he says, Srimad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, great saint, sannyasi. Srimat Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, Govinda Bhagavat Pujya Padasishya, Srimad Acharya Sri Shankara Bhagavataha Kritau, Kathopanishad Bhashye, Prathamadhyaye, Prathamavalli Bhashyam Samaptam. So, Samaptam. So, commentary on the first section in the first chapter of the chapter in the Kathopanishad, commentary of Sri Shankaracharya, the disciple of the great Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya, highly revered Govinda Bhagavat Padaha, has been completed. Okay. With this, first section is over. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.